SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Today is the fast of Tisha B'Av. It is the day on which Israel mourns tragedies in our history that happened on this date, beginning with the destruction of both the First and Second Temples in Jerusalem, and continuing with other disasters, including the expulsion from Spain in 1492 and the beginning of deportations from the Warsaw Ghetto in World War II. In Israel today, the nation has added another dimension to the mourning, with the murder of Dvir Sorek on Wednesday night. Sorek was found stabbed to death in the pre-dawn hours on Thursday outside the settlement of Migdal Oz, where he was studying in a yeshiva. Among the possessions still in his hands was a copy of a book by David Grossman. The Shin Bet announced yesterday that it had arrested two Palestinian cousins suspected of the stabbing. Security forces identified the suspects as Nazir Asafra, 24, and Qasem Asafra, 30, from the village of Bet Kahil in the southern West Bank. While the IDF said that the former suspect is a Hamas member, neither of them had any prior arrests. The two were sleeping in their home when forces arrived around 3 a.m. yesterday, apparently not anticipating being tracked and captured so quickly. Nasir's brother, Akrama, and Qasem's wife, Ines, were also arrested in the raid. Security forces were looking into whether these two helped hide the alleged killers after the attack. A vehicle belonging to one of the suspects was also confiscated. The army said the car was presumably used in the attack. Residents of Bet Kahil began hurling stones at troops while they were carrying out the arrest raid. Soldiers responded using riot dispersal means to scatter the demonstrators. No injuries were reported. Praising the arrests, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last night, "In recent years, our forces have managed to track down the Palestinian murderers who target Israelis. Today we have done so again. We will continue to fight terrorism intensely on all fronts." Sorek, aged 18, was studying at a yeshiva as part of a program combining Torah study and military service. On Wednesday night, Sorek's family and people from the yeshiva told authorities that they had lost contact with him after he traveled to Jerusalem, where he had purchased a number of books as end-of-term presents for his rabbis. Investigators found that he returned to the area from Jerusalem shortly after 8 p.m. Wednesday and began walking from his bus stop near the Efrat settlement towards the back entrance of Migdal Oz. As he was walking along the path, an assailant got out of a car and attacked him. His body was found a short distance from the site of the stabbing on the side of the road, some 200 meters from his yeshiva, at approximately 3 a.m. on Thursday. Dvir's father, Yoav, thanked Israeli security forces on Saturday night for their quick work in catching the killers, but said in a statement he was disappointed they were captured alive. The funeral was held in the Ofra Settlement Cemetery late on Thursday night, drawing thousands of people, where he was eulogized by his father Yoav as a gift that spread light and goodness both from inside the family and outside it. "Evil lovers of death took away your life, my Dvir, but they did not harm your innocence, light, and love. You left us pure, and we will try to bring about light and goodness to strengthen our family despite the pain and to choose life." The family did not allow any political figures to speak at the funeral, even though many attended. Author David Grossman, however, with the permission of the family, eulogized Dvir, whom he never met, at an event in memory of President Reuven Rivlin's late wife, Nachama, on Thursday night, saying he had discovered that Dvir was a kind, sensitive youth who loved others and loved peace with the soul of an artist. Sorek's maternal grandfather, Rabbi Binyamin Herling, an educator and Holocaust survivor, was also killed in a terrorist attack on Mount Ebal in the Northwest Bank in October 2000. Troops along the border with Gaza yesterday thwarted an infiltration attempt by four Palestinians armed with AK-47 rifles, RPG launchers and hand grenades, shooting them dead as one of them hurled a grenade at the soldiers. The IDF said lookout troops spotted the cell approaching the fence from the area of Khan Yunus in southern Gaza and alerted soldiers stationed nearby. One of the four had crossed the fence into Israel, and the other three were in the process of crossing the border when they were stopped. The infiltration appeared to have been carefully planned, with the quartet heavily armed, including with anti-tank rockets. In response to the incident, Israel aircraft attacked an outpost operated by Hamas near Deir el-Bala in the central Gaza Strip. Gunfire was also heard near the Israeli border community of Kisufim, close to where the infiltration attempt occurred. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit warned on Wednesday that the placement of hidden cameras at polling stations in Israel could be a criminal offence. Ahead of the hearing on the legality of the Likud party's controversial surveillance of Arab voters to prevent what they claim is widespread voter fraud. In a legal opinion submitted to the Central Elections Committee chairman, Justice Hanan Meltzer, the Attorney General said that while the country's election law does not explicitly prohibit filming polling stations, the ruling party's monitoring of voting on election day could be struck down. Mandelblit told Mercer that as chairman of the Knesset's Elections Committee, he had the authority to ban Likud from sending poll watchers to Arab-majority towns if he believed it would be disruptive to the voting process. In April, Meltzer okayed the use of such devices in cases where there was considerable fear of voter fraud, but did not explicitly outline what constituted a considerable fear. The ruling came on election day after Likud poll workers were caught with hidden cameras. Israeli binary options operative Lee Elbaz was found guilty by a Maryland, USA jury on Tuesday on three counts of wire fraud and one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with a vast scheme to defraud investors all over the world out of more than $145 million. Each of the four counts carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Elbaz was the CEO of Yukum Communications Limited, one of more than 100 binary options companies that operated in Israel between the years 2008 and 2018. Binary options, a fraud, flourished in Israel for about a decade before the entire industry was outlawed via Knesset legislation in October 2017. However, there have been few prosecutions. The US is now ratcheting up efforts to bring Israeli offenders to justice. The Waqf, the Muslim religious body that manages the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem's Old City, has called for all other mosques in the area to shut today to boost attendance at Al-Aqsa in order to block Jewish visitors from going there on Tisha B'Av. Today, Tisha B'Av also marks the start of Eid al-Adha, commemorating the end of the annual Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, as well as the Quranic story of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Ishmael. The Waqf said the move comes in response to the Israeli police's decision to evaluate whether to allow Jews on the Temple Mount today, and said in their statement, the people of Israel and its surroundings will stand together in face of the ambitions of the settlers. Last year, a record number of Jews were reported to have visited the Temple Mount for Tisha B'Av, leading to rebukes from the Palestinian Authority and Jordan, which manages the compound through the Waqf. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
sbs.com.au